And inch by inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warned them from below till the rain come tumbling.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and your host is Shar Shar. How does your garden grow?
Well, it's growing pretty well. After a little cool start, things are looking pretty green out there, I'm pleased to say.
They are. We are getting into the best part of spring, and where the sun is shining a lot more often. And we are continuing to do our show. Right now we're on location and we're hearing Baltimore Orioles in the background, and there's Cardinals, and I think this is a really great way to do a garden show, don't you, Shar?
I think so. I think we should always do it this way.
Well, we will do whatever we need to continue to bring the show to you. And we thank KDWA for continuing. Yes. And we also thank our wonderful sponsors. And they right now are getting back into the swing of getting all the things that you need to make your lawn and garden look great. And we're going to connect with some of those today and in the weeks to come. You know, Shar, I think in this unusual time when we're doing so many things to in a different way, I think one thing that I really enjoy about gardening is there's so much consistency and continuity and predictableness to just bring a little bit more normalcy to us.
We need that right now. And like we've said before, it's like therapy, actually, to go out and work in something that we're familiar doing and yields very rewarding results. And yes, it's comforting.
It really is. So that's what we need more of, and that's what we are going to look at. But today's topic is something that you may not be familiar with in growing your garden, and that is hydroponics. So we're going to talk about water gardening, and we're going to talk about hydroponics. Shar, you've done a little bit of investigating into this, but this isn't something that you have a lot of knowledge on.
No, I got into it more recently, doing a little bit. And before we talk more on that, I can't emphasize the importance enough of how people should really take care of what you do buy at garden centers and make sure you give plants sufficient water so that they do well and excel. So just remember that those hanging baskets, though they're lovely when you buy them, they do need water almost on a daily basis, actually. So just remember to keep everything watered so that it is at its very best. So yes, I've been doing hydroponics off and on, not necessarily with technical things, more like a vegetable or fruit jar and putting slips in the fall. And I do that with my coleus, my Swedish ivy, and my Moses in a basket, which is also known as Rio. And they do so well all winter long. And I just recently planted some of the coleus into dirt, and they seem to be really taking off. But I also have an arrow garden. Now, come Christmas time, I might mention this again. You'll hear it again come Christmas time. It makes an excellent gift. I grow lettuce in my arrow garden. It has three holes in like a little bowl, and with a soil medium in three little pots, you could call them, or pods. And eventually the roots of the lettuce go down into the water. And right now, with my lettuce as tall as it is, I have to add water to it just about every single day. And we've had about six meals of lettuce from my arrow garden. So remember that come Christmas time. It makes a wonderful gift. But hydroponic PVC growing, gardening. You know, I don't know if everybody might be familiar with PVC pipe, but it's used in waterworks in homes. But out in your garage, you might just happen to have a brand new unused PVC pipe, and you can grow plants from a PVC pipe, Kelly.
You really can. And I have been enamored with this type because it's a very clean, compact, sturdy way to put in. You're putting water into it. And Char's going to talk a little bit about her version, and then I have a version that you can make. So, but everyone's very familiar with this kind of pipe. And there's also two colors. There's black or white. And I think if you're using it outside, you may want to choose white. Depends on where you're going to put it in your gardening scheme. But there are two kinds. And I think the more that I have found out about this versatile medium, I think it's fun to try.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you don't even need a backyard for this. You could do it on a deck, or you could hang it on a fence if you wanted to cover maybe trash cans in behind you. So there's a variety of things you could do. And the method that I might mention the most that I'm thinking of, I haven't done this actually myself, but I've read up on it, is the horizontal method of using PVC pipes. And it also doesn't rust. It's not toxic. It stands up well in weather. So there's a lot of advantage. It's not very expensive either if you did have to purchase something. You would want to have some type of way to drill holes in the top of the pipe. You would be drilling holes in the very top of the PVC pipe, and to have probably proper spacing. Depending on what you're growing, you would want to allow at least 6 inches between your holes in your top of your PVC pipe. Now, as far as the end of the PVC pipe, you want to keep this water fresh and not stagnant. So there should be some method or way that either using a hose or something, but you're going to want to have fresh water going through this from periodically, and you'll need to have some type of cap on the end of the PVC pipe. Now, they make those kind of end joints or whatever they're called. They either screw on, or you can use some type of a sealant to keep them on. I wanted to also mention the type of plants that you could try growing in these. You can use your greens, your spinach and lettuce. You could go even with cabbage. I haven't seen that particularly, but I think, Kelly, you've seen some pictures of cabbage grown in PVC pipe. You could do a lot of your herbs that way, your cilantro, your more leafy herbs, I would also mention. Now, it did say you could grow squash and cucumbers. Now, there might be a challenge to the crawling of the vines. Not too sure about that. But it's worth looking into, especially if you don't have a big backyard.
And also, Char, about how big in diameter should these pipes be?
You know, the standard pipe that I'm thinking of is just probably 3 to 4 inches. But it should be large enough so that a small flower pot could sit or in the hole on the top there. And of course, if you're a lady, you're going to need a gentleman that could drill out these holes on the top. So that would be helpful.
Oh, I have some tools that have made short work out of that. And so I do my own. And I would say that a hole saw or possibly a skill saw, use that. You just have to be careful, though, that your saw blade does not extend and hit the bottom while you're doing that.
Because then you've defeated the purpose.
It is. But it's pretty easy to drill a hole in there if you're going to start a hole and then drill a hole away from that and then mark it out so that you don't have too large of a hole, because you don't want to compromise the integrity of, even if a PVC pipe is strong, you don't want to make sure that you don't crack it.
Correct. And the nice thing about PVC pipe is that it's not going to collapse under the weight. It's such a sturdy, tough material that it's not going to collapse with that water moving through it, or the pots or the plants themselves. But we talked again, I have heard too, we talked about not letting that water go stagnant. Some people actually use some type of a pipe or a pump system to keep that water kind of going freely. But I think if you would just use your garden hose to kind of make sure you're flushing out any old water that's in there, and just to keep the water fresh from getting kind of stinky and bad. But you'll need some type of liquid fertilizer for it eventually, because they will not subsist. The plants will not subsist without some type of fertilizer. Also, you'll need a type of growing medium. Now, there's something called hydro clay pebbles that will actually support a root system in it, and it could kind of dangle in this water in the pipe too. So you could also use perlite if it was a thick enough grade. Perlite or a vermiculite, kind of artificial soil mixes, that would also work well in a pot, in a PVC pipe. Kelly is going to talk a little bit more about the type of PVC, or not PVC, but hydroponic gardening that you talked about, too.
Well, one thing I was going to mention, too, Char, in there's a lot of different tutorials online, and we're wanting to introduce this opportunity to you, and especially kids find it fascinating because it's a little unusual, and if you haven't introduced gardening to your children, please do so. It's a wonderful thing to see them go, and if they can do something in a clear glass vase and see those roots develop. I think a lot of kids have used the single bean in a Dixie cup or something, in a clear glass Dixie cup, and they can see that root development. Well, hydroponics is that, just magnified, and you can have a lot of different kinds of plants that do really well there. It's fascinating to watch the root system grow and contribute, and especially when the crop starts growing on top, that's even more satisfying.
And you can actually buy hydroponic PVC kits, too. If you don't want to mess with the constructing of it, you can actually buy a hydroponic PVC kit.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to talk just very briefly about the PVC pipe that is already pre-drilled, and it's drainage tile. I'm sure that you've probably seen it if you've done any kind of landscaping. It's generally white. Sometimes it's black. The only thing you have to worry about with black PVC is if you have direct exposure to the sun, sometimes that water can get too hot for the plants to do well. So you do have to keep that. I use white only. So I have gotten a 6-foot piece of this drainage tile. I have two caps. One of them is siliconed on to the end. The other cap is removable. And if you have just a half a pipe, this is a 6-inch pipe now, so it's a little bit bigger, a 5 or 6 inch pipe. If you have that only half full and you submerge your plants a little bit farther into that, you don't have quite as much water. And also, if you do it outside, you don't have to worry about it dripping. You're doing that. I've also seen a hydroponic ladder to where you connect with a hose or some side of piping the top one to the second one to the third one. And then you have a drainage hole at the very bottom with a cap on it. And then that makes it really easy. The only thing, Char, I think you have to remember is that getting your plants ready to be planted in that, you have to give them some sort of a stability, and you can't just drop seeds in there.
No.
That won't work.
Right. It has to be an established plant, maybe young and started elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you could definitely do that, but not a seed directly. That will not work.
No, it won't. Mm-hmm. And also you have to keep in mind, if you're going to be fertilizing your plants, and a lot of tomatoes and other vegetables are now being grown hydroponically, and you've probably tasted them. They're in your stores.
Right.
But you also have to keep in mind that they're measuring the amount of fertilizer to the minute to have the best effect for the plant.
Right.
And you don't want to wash out all of that liquid fertilizer every time you change your water.
Right.
So you have to keep that in mind, too.
It's a little tricky that way, but I think it would be fun and exciting to try.
It is exciting. Mm-hmm. And I think water is one of those things that have so many purposes. And I think sometimes we take water for granted. We really do. But the only thing that we know is that when we don't have good water, that we really, really depend on it so much. So, and also make sure that you're using a rain barrel situation, because that's the very best water that you can use.
Yes.
And either to water your plants or to use it in a hydroponic situation, because there aren't any chemicals, there aren't any minerals other than what nature provides. So that's always a good thing too. You could put this hydroponic going up, as I said, make a ladder out of PVC, of a smaller PVC, and then hang these larger ones in a row method. And I think, you know, Char, when you were talking about growing horizontally, you have one other type of garden that you want to share with people, and they've probably already heard of it.
Oh, gutter gardening.
Now, it might not be what you expect.
Yeah. It's
explain
not,
to us.
It's not bad, folks. It's not bad. Well, there's another form. So Kelly's trying the hydroponics, and I'm trying gutter gardening. And what it is just taking the gutter that you would maybe have on the edge of a roof line to catch rain or to direct your rain water off the roof. And I had my hubby involved. We took a couple of posts, and we took a 10-foot piece of gutter. He drilled the holes underneath it. I'm not as handy-dandy as Kelly, but he drilled holes underneath, and we affixed it to these two posts, making sure that there was enough support, you know, a couple feet in with the posts on each end, and I put dirt in there. I'm planting lettuce in the gutter, and I'm hoping for success. I've just done it this weekend, so I'm hoping for success. They don't have a big root system, so this is why lettuce would be perfect in a gutter gardening. But there are many ways of using. You can use aluminum. This is particular plastic gutter that I have, but you can do them in kind of like a terrace, like a bleacher effect that you'd see in a stadium, that kind of effect. Have a support in the back that they're attached to. This would be an excellent project as well, I think, for people that wanted to conserve on space if they didn't have a lot of space. So,
well, I've had a gutter garden, now that I think about it, for several years. It's on the south side of my house, and it's those little twirlies from the maple seeds.
Are you growing maple trees in your gutter?
That's what happened.
I bet a lot of people do that.
I thought of that first when you wanted to talk about that, and I said, well, I think I have experience with that.
It.
But it's haphazard and certainly not intended.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'd be pretty easy to do, and as long as there's drainage, we had to put some wood caps on the each end so that the dirt wouldn't all wash out. Until the lettuce gets going, I'm a little bit nervous about a real drenching downpour. I'm afraid I might lose some dirt, might lose some seed, so we'll see once.
Oh, I think maybe we should put a little bit of a plastic covering over there, because
maybe so.
When we do get those, and that's one thing that we cannot control, and that's weather.
Yes.
And once we've moved out into the garden and we have some of our things set out or planted in the ground, we have to hope for the best.
Yes.
And we have to watch the weather and make sure, like I said, some of those gully washers can really set you back. So make sure when you're planting anything that you have a little bit of remedy for, especially if there's going to be a lot of high wind. You have to make sure things are fastened down really well. But I think it's worth the effort, and it's
absolutely
so satisfying when things start poking themselves out of the ground.
Oh, I love this time of the year. Yes.
I do. All right. So we're going to be talking about things coming up here this spring. We're going to be talking about Mother's Day gifts. We're going to be talking about some of the things. I'm looking forward to my first lilacs. Char's got some information about her magnolias. We're going to talk about things that come up in our garden. And if things are coming up in your garden, we would love to see more about it. We certainly would. So send those to our Facebook page at kdwa.com. And you can find a link every Wednesday to our current show. And Char, before I go, thanks so much for hosting this outdoor in the garden. And we are making best use of our creativity as we continue to bring our show to you.
You're welcome. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye, everyone.
See you next week. That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Char Char. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing. From foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters, we'll share our love for gardening, thanks to these fine sponsors.